after sitting there and listening to the governor, and I believe the governor is very sincere, but he's sincere in this massive proposal to raise taxes and raise spending once again. And, you know, this is tax increases on working families. It's tax increases on retirees. It's tax increases on the single mom, on the college student. It is massive tax and spend. And so I'm disappointed that he built another budget of tax and spend on the pile of rubble left over from the last tax and spend budget. But we heard from him the themes that are just so frequent. Fear. Let's create a crisis. Let's have a crisis where we are going to have to lay off teachers. Let's have a crisis where we're going to have to raise property taxes. Let's have a crisis where we scare the elderly, they're going to lose their services. And that's inappropriate. Fear is not a political motivator, and I really reject using it. But clearly the governor is in a world of his own. The legislature is not on board with these massive tax increases. We're going to continue to work towards, doing what families do, cutting costs, making things work. And, you know, to those individuals that listened to the budget and paid attention to the budget, you know, you must rein in costs. You must address these structural problems with state government before you go back and ask the taxpayers for one more dollar. You know, let's be honest about it. Let's do our job of reducing those costs before we ask for that dollar. And we may not even have to ask for the dollar. But the governor wants to pit people against each other. He wants to pit school teachers against taxpayers. And that's unfair. I have a lot of friends that are school teachers. And I have a lot, obviously, of friends that are taxpayers. But we can be for both of them. We can be for more education and quality education, education with accountability. I have great school teachers, great administrators in my public schools back home. And I really, really reject this notion that you have to pit people against each other. That's not leading. That's tearing apart. And so I'm a little bit dismayed at the governor's remarks today. But clearly we will continue to take a high road and try and work through it.